Yes, sir. Back again. Know, back man. Again.
Let it run for a little bit. For a little bit. For audio only listeners. Huh? Y'all is also a special. Yo. Airy, I think that's a tune that Travis Hunter girl would dance and I do to you, but we talk about that.
Back again.
Oh shit, we back on the cameras. I thought I wasn't gonna see us like this again, huh?
I would have been dopsing all the time.
I thought we had been catching flights and spending this crazy money, huh? I don't fuck with us.
Everybody thought, people are hitting me up thinking I's a Georgia native, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, we gotta get some work done, but we're gonna be back in Georgia, man. Georgia about to be our little hub, you know what I'm saying? So look out for us.
Hey, you running Georgia? They call that man a run P-Valley.
They never watched P-Valley before, so I afraid to say facts.
He's a big Clifford, dog. So if anybody,
hey, listeners, if I'm listening and this man guided me into a room full of lava and flame, right? Just you know, like I gonna stay quiet just for the sake. I don't want to get, you know, I don't want to get nothing on my jacket. Speaking of my jacket, man, I got on green today. No, me feeling grinchy, feeling real, real grinchy.
Okay, it's my spirit. I ain't got no hat or nothing, so you know, but
feeling grinchy, man, feeling grinchy.
Why you feel grinchy?
Just for the mere fact that it's like, I don't believe in Christmas, dog.
You don't believe in Christmas?
I don't believe what it stands for. I don't believe in Santa Claus, obviously.
Okay,
I just don't celebrate Christmas, bro.
Let me intro the pod, man, and we could get into it.
Not the pod! Listeners gonna definitely want to hear more. They're gonna be like, what the f-? This man said what? Yeah, start the pod, let's do it.
This man said he don't believe in buying toys for his kids. Welcome to another episode of With the Green Podcast. It's your dog, Reno Dunn, and the host. It sound different because we get new equipment. We get new mics. Shout out to Sure. We not a sponsor, but soon to be. You know the vibes.
Sure as heck was smir. Okay. Shout out to Sure.
You know what I'm saying? And get breezy in the house. You don't know.
Yeah, we're good.
You just pull up, you know, pull up on the stream to tag team at your ears, you know, and the left here and the right. You know how it is, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Here. Another episode.
Mm-hmm.
But it's you want me, if you want to get into the Christmas talk, we'll get into the Christmas talk, or we could more talk about what we was up to and so, you know, it's up to you.
Yeah, we could ease them in, you know what I'm saying? A little foreplay, you know. Some people don't like to rush right into the nitty gritty. They want it up first. So we could,
you don't want to penetrate them straight. You want, okay. I get you.
Yeah, you check. So you know, speaking of new mics, speaking of webcam, speaking of all these different things, people really been like looking for us. And this little absence or this little break or this little hiatus, whatever you want to call it, it just bring a lot of appreciation because a lot of people looking for us. You know what I mean? They hitting me up. They want to hear more content. Like, believe it or not, WTG is part of the people them life. You know what I mean? It's part of their daily routine. Sometimes they want to listen to a pod on their way to work. Sometimes they want to listen to a pod while they in the gym. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Sometimes they want to listen to a pod. You know, when we get some shorties over, you know what I'm saying? You know, we probably mess up some people Friday night activities, you know what I'm saying? So it's like
we here to bring them back on schedule, you know how it is.
Yeah, we here to bring it right back. The consistency gonna definitely be flowing again. We just been getting our equipment together, our mics, our cameras,
you know. No, hopefully you giving them all our detail, all our life, my whole land, are you telling them about every fuck?
Nah, dog. I just feel like transparency important, and that's where they get me upset with people when they act like they know me, dog. Guys, really one of the most transparent person.
Oh my god, dog.
Why give you is what you gonna get, dog. What you gonna get is me. Period. Like
shots on the podcast. I didn't know you'd use a platform for these things.
I just confuse when people feel like they know me. You know what I mean? And it goes hand in hand with what we got to talk about today, as far as social media and perspective and all them good stuff.
Well, since we let everybody know what we doing in life and so, like, I know I went to the dentist today. That fuck wasn't cool, bro. I can't. The right side of my face numb.
Are you still come to pod?
Like, I've been numb for the last like 10 hours, dude. I don't know what to do.
You get it with some tooth removed?
Nah, I just have some feelings.
Rain, I just had some feelings. It'll be that long. You don't over exaggerate. I ain't gonna lie. You do feel numb, but it don't be no crazy.
Eat at my right side for the whole day off. You know, I love to eat. I love to eat that. I couldn't eat nothing. I had noodles. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I was saying that on the place.
Sucking straight, man. But you know, but what else we really been up to? That the impulse, I feel doing really good. Shout out to everybody that watched the Impulse and Pods. That was vibes. Both of them was vibes. People probably don't know this. Both of them were shot the same day. Flying one day, flying in the morning, shooting at like midday, shooting at night, fly back the next day. And it was vibes. It was very short. Everybody participated. Shout out to Prayer for sure. One time.
Big up to shout Prayer, out to, man.
Shout out to all the mamas that pull out. Shout out to fucking Big Chris and the gang for pulling through. That fuck was a whole vibe. And we're going to be doing that fuck a lot more often too. So get used to seeing our pretty faces, man. Cause we here to stay.
Yeah, for sure, man. Shout out to everybody who we have inspired as well. Y'all keep going and keep doing what you guys doing. You know what I mean? I'm glad that we could have been there. I don't want to say the guinea pigs, but I'm glad we could have kind of somewhat paved a little part in the grass. You know what I mean? You know, that little part, where you know, instead of walking all the way around to get from Sonia's to St. Farm, make a little part in the grass for our man so I could have.
Until they block it off, man. So St. Farm had a nice back way, you know.
Telling you. People were bowling in there, man. That's a problem.
In the pastures, man. Mm-hmm. But we here.
I was ruining it for people, man.
But yeah, we here. Me to worry, but anyways, man. Let's go get into, man. I feel like the end of the year, Christmas time. I say it was a good time for anime, bro. I don't know if you even know. You been watching?
I complete Wano. So
Wano. Shout out to Luffy, the Luffy man, One Piece for the one time.
Yeah, up to date with Demon Slayer for you Wano.
Cry? There, yeah, for Wano.
I mean, it probably has some parts right where okay for Oda.
Yeah, for Odin.
Odin, definitely. Yeah, definitely crazy. People were cutting onions for sure when this man was boiling for sure.
That man say Odin is a real like that. Odin was actually the writer of One Piece. Yeah, it's his story. So he write his story in One Piece. I know, but I don't know. The man really dead a long time ago. I know, but I don't know. Who will never actually get the real One Piece.
Wow.
Because that man acting like they is really the writer. So they really acting like they Odin. You get what you're saying?
That's deep. You
right now, you sure?
You fucking...
That's why this fuck going so long. I know, but I know what going to happen. Because the writer really die.
I don't blame you. We living in a fucking simulation, dog.
A facade. Yeah, you see, you watch Demon Slayer?
Yeah, up to date with Demon Slayer.
Caught up. Demon Slayer, later, yeah, movie coming out for sure. And I'm a bit late, bro. It got a long list, and then I know you didn't really tap into too much, but a big one that out right now that you should get your hands on is Dandadan.
Yeah, I think I'm on episode 3.
Nah,
I just meet the grandma. Like, wow, the grandma look kind of nice, man.
They're funny. They're funny.
Rain, when she said she had a granny, I was like, all right, it's about to be
something.
And when she pop up, I was like, wow, like that makes sense because she in high school. She like literally a kid. You know what I mean? Like, so the granny ain't gonna be too old.
The fuck is that a gift? I was like, what?
Definitely,
I was like, what?
For sure.
I see. Yeah,
she done already my favorite character,
the granny.
Sure. Yeah, man.
Caught up. The fuck finish. The season one finished. The season one finished. So you can catch up.
Yeah, I don't know what this show is about. I think the viewers should get a little gist since we're talking about it so much. It's about a guy that trying to get his balls back. You know what I'm saying? Long story short, dog. some ghost rap the man balls. I know he just trying to get them back, dog.
That's yeah, really but granny boy.
It's really the show. Well, right?
That's cool about the show. The show do have a lot of like other anime inspirations. I wanted granny to pick up her little headband. That's like Jujutsu Kaisen Gojo references. You see some One Piece Gear 5 Luffy references. Like they got all type of shit in this show that's giving homage to the other, you know what I mean, the other animes. And so see show. For anybody else that want,
me want to cut you off. Sorry. Because you said homage. Like anybody you want to get homage to?
The anime or this period?
Just an inspiration, like same way how that anime take from other animes to make the anime it is today. Have any podcast that you take from that you brought to WTG, or you just roaring?
I think my answer will be very egotistic and Kanye-ish, so I kind of scared to say it. Check.
Don't be scared.
But when it comes to podcasts, when it comes to making music, when it comes to me being myself, that I ain't gonna lie to you. Like I just feel like I'm the person that was just created to just be myself. That I don't want to be like nobody else. So it's like, yeah, I listen to other podcasts and stuff, but I don't bring what they have. I bring it to you. Like, I just give out of me. Check. So I mean, of course, shout out to everybody that inspired me in my life, and people, I look up to a lot of the Will Smiths and the Goofy people. And so growing up, or whatever, I always wanted to be a goofy adult.
Don't know like Fresh Prince Ray's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they all the men that we see on TV was obviously comedians, right? And they were always all the cool people that I felt were cool adults, they was always funny. So I always wanted to be the funny adult. If it does transpire into my creativity, so I just mix it too. But I don't think anybody really inspired me in this journey to like create and do pods and stuff like that. I just feel like I want one right now.
For sure.
Everybody, though. And if I listen and I feel a type of way, I ain't trying to make her feel a type of way. So it is what it is. But it get really some really good anime coming out too. If I ain't watch Solo Leveling, watch that. It get Free Run. It get a long list of them, to be honest. If I ain't watch anime, got a lot of good animes out now. So if I want to get into anime, that's the best time to get into anime.
Okay. But all right.
We could jump right up. Anything you want to talk on? Because that's what I was doing
for the last this whole time. Just watching anime. Just gaining it in.
No, but on my downtime, that's how I was spending my downtime, watching Blue Lock.
Oh, I was doing.
We talk about you were doing.
I ain't going to lie. Nah, the opposite. I probably ain't lift weights in probably almost 3 weeks, maybe two. So what I end up happening is, my daily routine would be go to the gym in the morning. So what end up happening is like for you guys who don't know, I kind of want to retire the PlayStation. Had a talk with my boy. He was like, nah, 2K5 this year that we just run it. I was like, cool. I played a little bit. I rest it down, and then like the past 3 weeks, I really been kind of sweaty. Check. And if you guys don't know what sweaty means, that's like a passing. Like if somebody call you a sweat, that means you like you melting game for real. So these past 3 weeks, I was sweaty. I've been trying to get like starter 3, and right now I'm on my way to starter 4. So it's gaming. Like I've been gaming for real, dog. Like for real, for real. Like I refuse to put money into 2K, so I had to go in my career. Win the championship, win some more VC.
Gotta pay the $500, dog. Something just gotta pay it, dog, and just don't act like you ain't paid, dude.
So yeah, it just been playing video games, to be completely honest. Being a, you know, just cool. Oh, I started coaching this.
That's what I taught you. So.
Yeah, well, I coaching this basketball team. And you know what I mean,
a kids it's team, teenage or
total fourth graders.
Oh, wow, that's dope. What that is for you? Is it first time coaching kids?
I mean, yeah, this is not my first time coaching kids. This is my first time coaching a team so young.
Yeah. Sure.
I have coached before back home in the Virgin Islands, but usually, like, if I was like an 18-year-old, I would coach 13, 15, like, just to help my father out or, you know, something in that regard. But, oh, coach our lunch league team, you know, regular coaching shit. But like like these so young, it's like you really gotta really show them, man, you know, the fundamentals, you know what I mean? Like you're shooting like that. But all of them go be shooters though, because I teaching them, so like they gonna fucking have a risk for life.
Yeah, pretty fun, bitch.
They gonna have the risk for life, dog, because I done already get them, man, like all of them, man, shooting. Like they just gotta be really close to the rim, but all of them get it. Dynamics, they teach them, it'd be like your knee, elbow, and hand just inside the rim. And when you're shooting a ball, just put your hand in the rim, you're gonna go right in. So it's like all of them, man, just stroke. All of them, man, look like little curries. That is like, yeah.
Insider for everybody, if I move to a different state or anywhere, an easy way to tap in with a community is to help out with the kids. That's one of the easiest way to get connected in the community and be like, oh yeah, man, it's like my home. Like everybody gonna be looking at you like, no, you are part of it, you helping out. You know what I mean? So that's a quick gem for anybody that want to get more involved. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, definitely. I just feel like, you know, when I first moved up here from the Virgin Islands, like for the first year and a half, I wasn't doing nothing. Like I was in my brain like that. I might as well I stay home. Yeah, like I wasn't reaping the benefits of being in the States. You know what I mean? But now these past 2 years, they playing about 3 tournaments. 3 leagues, you know what I'm saying? And it's like damn, bro, like it's so dope, you know what I mean? I always get something to do, you know what I mean? I know it coaching now, we're walking out, it's just vibe, man, and it all tie in, you know what I mean? I just feel like anywhere I go in life, I gonna leave a little footprint. So this me leaving a little footprint with these kids right now, you know what I mean? And we're gonna just keep getting better.
Oh God. Okay. Well, that's what we've been up to, everybody. So thank you for listening to the podcast. We see y'all next week.
That's a quick, you know, just letting I know what's going on.
But it's our Christmas episode. Mm. Christmas time has come. With that being said, you were saying some stuff about how you feel like you shouldn't buy kids gifts and kids shouldn't get toys and you just don't believe in buying nothing for your kids. And that's what you were saying in the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah, damn right. You know what I'm saying? I've been Walmart just yesterday, been knocking toys out of kids' hands. You know what I'm saying? Like, I's a Grinch for real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But no, but on a serious note, like, I will raise up like with 2 different sides of the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mom was just a heavy, heavy, heavy Christian. You know what I mean? Jehovah Witness. And so my grandmother same way. And my father was like, you know, I ain't want to say bad man, but like, you know what I mean? My father was tough, you know what I mean?
Unwrap present, my boy. Go cut that grass.
My father was tough. He tough. Yeah. And he African, American, Caribbean, or whatever the case may be. More Latino, Latina, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And then boom, that's me. So like, she would just teach me that, you know, Christmas is a pagan holiday, all those different things. And my father, on the other hand, he would still give us gifts. So I just get the best of both. Now that I'm an adult and I got a brain for myself, and I could think for myself, my decision is, and after, you know, a lot of research and just having my own brain, I just really just feel like Christmas is just, it's just a scheme, you know what I mean? It's just bullshit. It's just something for us to continue spending money, and wasting time and just be distracted from the real troubles of the world. You know what I'm saying? And then they're using it as like Jesus Christ bought it. Where in the Bible it never had one good thing said about birthdays. So like, why would Jesus want anybody to celebrate his birthday? And he wasn't even born in December. You wanna know why?
Yeah, everybody say yeah. Well, no.
Am I talking to you? Have a conversation with you?
Oh, what?
No, nah, but like, no, I could really get deep in this, but like, it's a fact that Jesus wasn't born in December, dog. Like, it's a fact. Like, the shepherds were outside in the winter, bro.
I mean, what part of the world it was in?
Yeah, exactly. That same part of the world, it Jerusalem, it get cold like shit.
You think people had a choice? You think they had heaters on their camels? You think they had a choice? They gotta walk through the fucking cold, dog. What you mean, dude? He might have been born a cold aspect. So when he was born, If you weren't born in December, when you were born? Okay, you said anytime after September, that's cool.
You were born in Nissan. That was like the name of like the you know, how they used to deal with like time and months and stuff. And that would be probably like in October, early November, around that time. So around there, that's when you
were born. What day is really Jesus' birthday?
But yeah, I ain't even about that, dog. It's just like, I just feel like it just ain't with Christmas, you know what I'm saying? I like what it bring as far as like togetherness. I like when people they start to move a little bit more joyous around them times. You know what I'm saying? Like you'll leave for somebody and be like, Merry Christmas, have a Merry Christmas and all them good stuff. It'll feel good. Like enjoy your family and all kind of stuff. I love the family. I love the eggnog. I love seeing the joy on people's face when you give them something. You know what I mean? But nah, dog. I don't really care for Christmas. What's your favorite holiday? You like Christmas? Fuck with it.
I don't have a favorite holiday.
Do you like Christmas though? How has your Christmas been?
As a youth? Yeah.
As an adult. Fuck that youth. You know your Christmas been great as a youth, dog. You was the one receiving. Now you the adult and some white man where a fucking sack on his back taking all the credit for your hard work, huh?
I mean, I don't really care. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like it is a day that like you just gotta spend your bread, your check. There's another day you was working
exactly,
for.
Exactly, dog!
No, but how the look of it is, though, is like... Mm-hmm.
Talk to me.
I can't say that. I can't say what I was going to say.
And like how you with hole and stuff on the party.
Like, man, with hole and dog, it's just like, I feel like it's little. You know what I mean? I feel like me buying gifts or doing anything related to Christmas, I feel that's like, it's really underneath me a check, so like I don't ain't that deep to me. I could do it and like it don't affect me a check. If I don't, it don't really affect me a check. I could make Christmas happen every day if I want to, and that's kind of my thing. Like that's why I don't really like it. Don't matter to me.
Spitting. That's bars, dog. I say you can make Christmas happen every day. Okay, Rainy. Yeah, but like on a serious note, not the only, but one of the main issues I get. You know what I mean? And I don't say like this probably gonna be the last year, but it's tricky, you know, because my second son is 3, and it's only fair that he get to experience the same vibe that Cole experienced. But I done with that Santa Claus thing, dog. Like Santa Claus, you know Santa Claus. Let me tell you something about Santa Claus. So, you ready? I bet you didn't know that Santa Claus came about from Coca-Cola, dog.
I may believe it. That's what you wear red.
He's a bright young man. You know that, right, Rain? Man, just a
ain't no coincidence. Whenever they have the little Christmas boxes and cans that he just fits so well enough. Fuck, I feel like he a part of it.
Yeah, dog. So in the 1920s. So in the 1920s, when Coca-Cola were booming and everything, it was like the top drink in the summer. Everybody just used to think of it like a refreshing drink. So they realized that winter time would come and their sales would just dip. So they were thinking of like what way they could, you know what I mean, like sell Coca-Cola during the winter. So what they end up doing is they end up getting this character. They end up taking Saint Nicholas. Who never used to dress in red, by the way. He used to wear green, blue, whatever the case may be. But he's a saint. You know what I mean? So they take him and then they just make Santa Claus. And it was just a marketing scheme. And now Santa Claus is the one coming down our chimney and giving our kids the gift them. You know what I'm saying?
That's valid. I hear you. I mean, that's cool enough. I feel you. I feel like people, the thing about us as humans, sometimes we need something to believe in to make it something more special. And I feel like Christmas, no Santa, wouldn't make Christmas as special. You know what I mean? I feel like, oh yeah, you gotta give all these gifts. Why? It's like, the why is the missing piece? Santa is a missing piece. I feel like
that's what you're saying, it'll go
to accept.
It's just, that's why I said the whole holiday is just, it's just wrapped around a light. But when you put it like that, you know what I mean? Echo rock with it.
Correct. But I mean, I feel like the things that we can appreciate about Christmas time, though, right, is the people coming together, your family coming together, right? Like,
the food.
I know we just had Thanksgiving and stuff, but like, yeah, a little different when everybody come together. You get like game nights, you get it open the presents, put out to everybody's house, dropping off gifts. It's like you're showing your token and love to people on a specific day that they expect it to check. So it's like a birthday in a sense, you know what I mean? It's like a small birthday for everybody. I feel like nothing wrong. I feel like if you think about it, like in life, how many times you give a random person a gift? Like, you ever get up one night and say, yo, Rain, man, hit his keys to this Bentley, man. Like, you ever do that, like, on a random day, dog? You think probably won't. Not a random fucking day. Not a random day. Take the Bentley. Man. Yeah, Xbox.
Because you got to remember, it ain't raised like that. I ain't raised like Christmas tradition and stuff. So most of my gifts that I have given to people wasn't a special day.
Okay, well, other people I was raised on regular Christmas traditions, an easy day to give.
People had gift. Regular lives and shit.
Had a regular growing ups, you know, like a day that they would definitely give a gift would be Christmas, and they could just see that as an opportunity, you know, instead of just doing it on a random day. So I feel it works.
Christmas get the most fire songs, though. I'll tell you that.
I try and think, who else? Halloween, who else have songs?
I got this dick for you, rum, rum, bum, bum. Never hear that one?
And that, folks, is Christmas by Chris Seeley.
Make sure you buy the album out on all streaming platforms, you know what I'm saying? Amazon.
You ever watch, what the fuck? Yeah, man, I watched it before. That had it was Snoop Dogg singing about Christmas. The man, it was a movie, man. I think Morris Chestnut was in that movie, Almost Christmas or some shit, dog. Like Snoop Dogg been singing, dude, man. That fuck was funny. If I could get that fuck, I could play that fuck, right? Boy, that fuck would be crazy. But anyways, we here to talk about some more important stuff.
Can you remember your most amazing Christmas year, like the most memorable Christmas year? Like,
I think anything memorable about Christmas wasn't involving Christmas, it was just the time that it happened.
That's what he's saying, like, yeah, share that fuck.
I feel like gifts to get old, I don't know though. I you raised by Batman, I raised by Batman too, right? I wasn't getting present. I mean, my mom's side was definitely hooking me up a check, but like, after I get those, I was sitting in the streets of my dogs and riding bikes. Like, oh, I get a car, cool, little race car, fuck, cool. Hop on a bike, we're going on the road. Like, who gives a fuck about the gifts, dog? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know about Christmas. I don't know if it was Christmas or my birthday, but getting that Nintendo 64. Like, getting that shit. I think it was Christmas. So, yeah. So, like, my father never used to wrap all our gifts, dog.
My mom doesn't have that fucking hot box. There you go. Take that stuff.
The fuck used to be under the bed, like, every Christmas. Like, as we wake up, Mary brother just head on in the bed, and we just see all type of shit, dog. Father used to be like, wow, well, for Christmas. And then we used to tell you, and he's a bit like, okay.
That's fire, dog. Like, you start the part by saying you got to read by my father, and he used to give you nothing for Christmas. I know you're saying you got gifts for Christmas, Chris. We moving on, dog.
I said my mom didn't celebrate.
Oh, tell you, say you're bad man father. That's what I thought she said.
Stop calling him a bad man.
That's what you said.
Nah, I said you are a bad man, dog. Like, when he said bad man, I just mean like, you know, he tough. And I thought I switched.
Yeah,
tough. He's
skin,
a tough guy.
Yeah. Tough. Remember, my mouth is still numb. Let me yell, please. Okay. But we got other things to talk about that's important.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, we got other real stuff to talk about that's important. Like, man getting, get the ball to get drafted to the NFL, right? Imagine you both to get drafted to the NFL, dog. And around the same time, you catch a card, bro. You get cheated on. You get caught in some crazy slew of bullshit dealing with a woman. Dog. But will everybody know what's going on, bro? I don't even know much about what happened.
All right, man. So Travis Hunter, if you guys don't know who Travis Hunter is, he is the most recent recipient of the Heisman Trophy. You know what I'm saying? That means he was the most outstanding NFL player that year. You know what I mean? And that's big in college sports because it ain't like the NBA. It ain't got no bunch of one and done's. Like, these man really, they be in college for, like, years. Like, a good 3 years. So, it's like, so this team that you get this year, you might get our team again next year. You know what I'm saying? So, people really, they be following this, heck, for real. So, that's huge. You know what I mean? That's huge. He's coached by Coach Prime as well, which is also our next, you know, reason why a lot of lights and glamour is directed at him. But I ain't taking anything away from the guy talent wise because he's a freak athlete. You know what I mean? Just the other day, he was training on windmills and, you know, jumping
crazy. Fire.
Like, you know what I mean? He's a freaking freak. Yeah. And if you watch it, you wouldn't even think, all right, you're like, this man ain't no freak athlete. But he is definitely, he's him. He's him for sure. So, yeah. Like, I've been seeing this, dog, and you know me. You know, if I see something and it brings some type of, like, exclamation mark or light bulb light up, I'm going to go on TikTok, trap on my green screen, talk a little bit about it, right? But I've been like, you know what? I ain't going to get involved in that. So, like, over the past couple of weeks, it's like videos keep popping up, like, you know, different pages talking about how his girlfriend ain't the one for heat. She just dealt with him for the money. She just dealt with him for the stardom. And it's like, they just keep trying to, like, post different videos to support this argument. You know what I mean? They have post videos of her saying that, like, I didn't even want him in the beginning. You know, that's one of the most favorite things to use. They would also post videos of, like, her not, like, getting up and applauding him when he won his Heisman Trophy. They had a time when he had a great game and she didn't even, I think she had walked past him straight or something. They're catching all of these things on camera and they using it against her. They're basically telling her, like, you know what I mean? Even his interviews, like the older NFL players, like, so you gonna marry this girl? Like have kids? He like, definitely, like, I gonna marry this girl. Like, I love her. We'll have kids, everything, all of that good stuff. So everybody just, like, the ladies applauding the girl, saying, you go, girl, get our bag. And the fellas just like, my boy, please, like, slow down. You know what I mean? Slow down. Like, we see this time and time again. Slow down. He even went as far as going on his own personal page and, like, start saying, like, yo, everybody mind your business. I love my girl. This my girl. This is who I with. Yada, 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 yada. She went and she do the same. She plead her case and basically was saying that she's the one. You know what I mean? Like, everything is everything. Don't look at social media. Don't look at videos, all them different stuff. It's just people trying to, like, break them down and tear them down. And I go pause right there because if you really, really think about it, like, a lot of times that social media may portray or display something that ain't what it seems. Like, everything is perspective at the end of the day. So, like, when it comes to, like, relationships and all these different things, or if I overhear some melee or some heck like that, I rarely have an opinion on it, dog, because at the end of the day, I don't really know what's going on behind closed door. I don't know the situation. I don't know, like, she could have been that person in the beginning. And, like, she grew into, like, a lovable person, you know what I mean? She felt like, damn, I love this dude, whatever the case may be. So I just want to get in it. Now, fast forward to this morning.
Juve morning,
kick up and do your thing, touch the floor and, hey, touch the floor and, So, yeah, so, like, I wake up and I see this, I wake up early for, you know, I forget, like, 4? And I checking my phone, I scrolling, you know what I mean? Taking my money and shit. And I see some dude, like,
hands deep.
Yeah, that's basically, yo, this Travis Hunter girl. I mean, this shit probably kind of old. But I was watching it, like, damn, this footage look recent. By the end of the day, they claim they've been together for 5 years. So it's like, in retaliation to all of that, Travis Hunter just deactivate his whole social media, so we ain't really know what's going on with he. We know how he feeling toward the whole situation. But all the I told you so ass niggas are out, bro. How you feel about this whole situation? Like, how you feel about it, dog?
I feel like it's unfortunate. You know, I feel like I don't root for young love, young black love. I's a lover boy, you check. So, like, I want everybody find their persons and just be happy and live happily ever after, you check. So, like, it seemed like when you see them, initially when I saw them, it felt like it was that You know what I mean? Like, felt like, yo, this man love his girl. I see the video of them moving in their first crib together, sleeping in an air bed or whatever bed it was, one blanket, cold as fuck, no heater, like, and they tough it out. Check, like, I don't know what transpired over the 5 years that they was together, but it seemed like they was putting in the work intentionally to be with each other for a long time, you check. And then it's like, what I see, you know, is a mix of two things. I feel like what I see, you know, is social media doing what social media does, and it's trying to portray a message, and it's trying it's sending the message that everybody that every the message that everybody's going to click is always going to be the Travis Hunter girl game been off by such and such Travis Hunter girl da, 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 da. You wouldn't see the Travis Hunter girl actually doing what she's supposed to do as a girl. So it's like a mix of that. Then it's a mix of, well, shut the fuck up, bro. Look at this screen recording.
She ain't helping her kid. She ain't helping her fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, look at this fuck. Look at it. Look at the files, bro. Like, you saying happily ever after, but what she doing in the club like this, dog?
That's the thing, dog.
Everybody in the club was fam. I guess not.
That's the thing.
It's tough. You know?
We see time and time again, like we just see it though, like we saw, like high school, how much times like them states say, like, dude, they come. I like them, I call they, all the girls, like, oh, I'm on this states, I do.
They love the accent.
End up with a butt, and they just, and we just like,
we see that like, for real, dog.
She got a new beginning, like, you know what I'm saying?
All the time, fuck, for real, dog, but.
So, we get a little vulnerable now. Have you ever felt, you know, the way how Travis Hunter may be feeling right now in terms of, like, the girl ain't what you seem? The girl ain't what she seems. Like, in your brain, she different than what the fuck she really is.
Oh, yeah, man. For sure. Like, yeah, I've been a victim to... I ain't gonna say a victim. But I've been in situations where somebody had to show me who they really was for me to be like, what? And then roll out your check. Like, I had to be put in them situations. God put me in them situations to show me who was it for me, your check. And I feel like sometimes when God talk, you need to listen, your check. I think I see a Kevin Gates video today. And I think he said a lot about, he paint you another picture. Well, I said, paint you that picture the first time. That's the picture, bro. So it's like, if that's how she moving, bro, if she in the club gang dab up like that, fuck me, boy, I sorry.
It's like a level of respect. She ain't even, that's the thing, like, in the Caribbean, that could get low. And even, because I's a Caribbean man, and I ain't low on it, but.
Low?
Bro, they have had people in the Virgin Islands saying that, yeah, man, it's just our dance. I have heard this before, and I watch them like they crazy too. I had that same reaction you have, Henry.
Yeah, shout out to what your name is. Chance the Rapper, and it was like killing heat for dancing with a girl and such, and it was exactly. Like, dance, but
oh, it's culture, that's how it is.
That's a little different, though. That wasn't a dance,
but I said that to say this, both of these is Babylonians, both of these is Americans, so ain't even a culture thing, you know what I mean, with the whole dancing thing, a bending over thing, like he basically, like in the States, if somebody dancing you like that there in the club. They basically in the whole club, no, like, yeah, they fucking
is. You know, I think it's a little different than though, like you said, right? I feel like with this is the wrong time, right? This could have happened 2 years from now, and without all this backlash going on, right? Like, it could have happened, and it could have probably been a little more lovable. But like, for example, Curry. Remember when Curry girl went on stage and she was like, she don't get no attention from men in her DMs or some bullshit like that. Mm-hmm. Imagine if she had said that, and like 2 weeks later, she was like, I don't know if I really feeling Steph, like Steph this, Steph that. Like, if she was saying that, and then 2 weeks later, no, she in the club, or she said some shit like that. Then it's like, they're wrong timing for this shit. Like, you ain't making your case good.
Green. Travis Hunter has some amazing ancestors looking over him. This is the right time. It gonna hurt, but it will gonna hurt regardless whether it's now or later. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a blessing. Right, shout out to the dude that posts this stuff, and you know, like, shout out to him. Rain, they have niggas.
Yeah, superhero.
Man is a hero. The man is a hero of the day. Shout out to him. If you really think about it, again, niggas that will see people happy and they'll be like, you know what, dog? Again,
I ain't gonna fuck it up.
She sucked my dick last night, but I don't mind my business. He said nah. And he talked on it. I know it's out in the open. I know it's like he could hurt and grieve. And all before he put on an NFL jersey. Bosses, he get drafted. We draft he and he fucking up our playoff run. You know what I mean? Fuck fantasy football one time.
Too. I was talking about this with my girl too. I was like saying like he could have really be with Hodge and find out while he in the fucking league. I know he just playing like shit. You know what I mean? Or she fucking God, with a bread, you know what I mean? It's the best thing to happen. It's the best time to play. Oh my God.
He won Heisman. You know what I'm saying? So this is the most perfect time for it to happen. So that's why he's saying like his ancestors really looking down on him. Jari looking out for him because like it's a blessing. I see this as a blessing. He hotting prayers out to him because I know like a boss chest ain't easy. Don't have girl. I feel like it's saints, dog. And like when I get a whole run down and I'm like, bro.
Yeah, bop.
I don't talk about this fuck enough time in the party. I ain't even talk about it. Like
yeah, that. We know.
But there, dog. No, people, the next thing though, people were saying that he was giving off energy like he used to getting girl like that. That's why he stumbled up on this one and he moved in retarded. Because how the whole world have feel like she wasn't wifey material before they even had any type of evidence, like hard fact evidence, like no.
Was it more of how she carried herself, or was it just an image thing on why you think she wasn't wifey material? What the world think that?
I think it may be just like how people perceive things, but at the end of the day, it's just every time you open your phone, you see something about it, dog. So like you have to be like the whole world feel that way about it. Like they had their radar up or something, dog. We living in a time where everybody is a detective, you know, dog.
Everybody just knows, eh? And yeah, that's like, my point. I feel like this, right? Like I said before in the pod, I'm not big on posting. I'm being super public with a lot of what you're doing. I like the peace of just having it in house. You know what I mean? I feel like internally, like I'm super happy. You check right. My skin. I can show it, but I don't really give it. I don't really have to. You check. So it's like I feel like I always want the eyes looking and the eyes going on. Split shit up, or they ain't gonna like something, or they gonna nitpick or something. Like the internet, there to nitpick, bro. Any little thing, like you said, Jesus born in Christmas. Oh, not bad on Christmas, you gonna have that Christian. I'd be like, oh, is he a Christian? He know what he's talking about, Jesus. Because they just on the internet to nitpick and to just talk, bro. So if you listen to the internet, it's gonna drive you fucking crazy, bro. So it's like
you listen to haters, period, dog. You know what I mean? Listen to the word. It derives from the word hate. Like there's nothing good could come from hate. And just bring it on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. You feel like if you have some advice to give to Mr. Hunter,
hey,
from Breezy,
yo Travis,
yeah,
yo Travis, you young dog, you know what I'm saying? Like you young, all of us went through it, dog. You know what I mean? You could think about it, like losing like your wisdom too. Like all that we gotta get this fuck removed eventually. You know what I mean? You just get yours removed a little earlier than others. You know what I'm saying? But think of it as a blessing. Now you're fuck gone. You can't get your wisdom tooth extracted twice, dog. So you good. Just learn from this fuck, dog. That's the most important thing about all of this. Ain't that she get fucking exposed. Ain't that you hurting right now. Is what you gonna do after that. This a learning experience. That's the only L this is. Learn. Learn from this, yeah. Safeguard your heart. And just don't trust anybody just because they're treating you nice, dog. And that's it. That's all I got to say. And, dog, at the end of the day, dog, you have something to offer, too. You're an NFL player. You have stardom. You have money. You have popularity. You have all these different things that you could offer, dog.
Life going good for you.
If you going to go with somebody else after her, please, please go with somebody else after. Just make sure she have something to offer, whether it's cooking, whether she something, dog. Whether she, no, she's a no stylist.
Porn stars. No porn stars, man. Don't hang out with Zion Williamson.
Yo, check. So, like, dog, just make sure she have something that she bring into the table. You know what I mean? So, at least, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, you could take something from her. I ain't trying to sound like, you know what I mean? I only with her because she could cook or something, but at least... let her have some type of quality. Bring something to the table, bro. Because at the end of the day, you bringing something to the table too. You know what I mean? I could get real deep, you know. Because I really do feel that we men, are a good man is more valuable than a good woman. Yep. Now, I could prove that just off of this here alone, people were watching Travis Hunter and they were watching him as a rarity. They're watching him as like a person, like, damn, like this man, like, he all about his girl. He want to get married, all these things. But if you look at it, if a girl was saying that, that even at 14, 15, 16 years old, that she want to get married and she want to be faithful and she want to be a one man, nobody will never look at that as a rarity. They'll never look at that and be like, oh, wow. So that's why I feel like.
That's the problem. I feel like the problem is people feel like that's not that. People feel like that's a rarity when that's supposed to be the norm. And I feel like the norm is, honestly, dog, is like this. I could sit on your answer. A red car is the most rarest color car because you barely see red cars.
Mm-hmm.
You just saying, looking tomorrow, you driving to work, you're going to see a bunch of red cars. You just weren't looking for it, dog. You get what you say? Like,
that's true,
niggas,
bro.
Like, niggas like Honda is everywhere. But what you want is what your eyes be attracted to. You be seeing fuckboys all the time because you like the niggas with the earrings and the gold chains and the fades. And you know what I mean? If you wanted a dude,
you best say something else. You best say something else that I don't have. You best keep talking.
And so stop skin, there. You check.
And dark skin. I don't fuck that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you really, really wanted a good man in your life, you are fine. You are ball king, dog. That under fucking, the under 5 foot 11. You know what I mean? That I wear like a 9.5 and then fuck. You know what I'm saying? But no, let me stop. But for you, dog. I feel like if I could give this man some advice.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I ain't not a Heisman trophy holder.
For Kevin, right?
I bet that, like, the closest thing I went to a trophy is a varsity soccer trophy in high school.
Just gotta move over here so we can win some rec trips, dog.
But the point I'm making is, dog, is that
you haven't.
Like, I don't know the man. I just talking to a stranger. Now I look
you
up.
You
like,
look in the camera. Now you got to like, look up in the camera.
Like, I want to tell a man I don't know, dog. It's like,
nah, all right. I used Travis Hunter, dog. I go in UVA.
He didn't go UVA. He went Colorado, but it's all good though. Anyways,
I almost went to Colorado. But go
that's
ahead.
All I want to say, right? In a boat, what happened to you? It's about what happened to her, dog. Fuck she, dog. And she gone, dude. You know what I'm saying? And the real Chris, sometimes you got to rip the band-aid off, you check, and be real about what's going on in life, you check. She did. You didn't lose she, bro. She lose you.
Okay, I ain't gonna lie. Swapping, dog. Yeah,
I ain't even trying to be no weird shit being real, dog.
Yeah. Spit that shit.
Hunter, dog. Like,
he's Travis Hunter. Dude, you're on the cover. You're on the cover of fucking.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
the first football college game in like 20 years, bro. You on that bit.
The problem now gonna be you're gonna have a 2,000 more of them a day coming to your door trying to have your name as their last name and check, and you just gotta wheel them off and you gonna find a real gem. Your life only gonna get harder for now because you open the door to just inviting more Jezebels, you check, but you just gotta keep your eye on the prize, stay right with God, and then the right one will come your way because he's a lover man, dog.
That's the thing, dog. Like, I could see her right now, like, pleading her case and, like, having good arguments. Like, oh, it was a very music video and da-da-da-da. And, you know.
It was for a music video?
Yeah. I mean, it was for a music video. But then it had, like, a next video of her wearing the same thing, just, like, partying.
Like I said, wrong. Listen, It's the wrong time. Like, I get if you that's what you into and that's the vibe you want, cool.
I got
is it an old video? Like, how old is this video, fam?
So for you guys who don't know, Travis Hunter has publicly said that he just not a party goer. So if she wanted to go to a party or to the club or to a house party or whatever the case may be, he just used to wait in the car while she inside partying. So they got a picture of this man in the car waiting. Is there this Travis Hunter waiting for she while she getting dab up in the club and that kind of heck, dog. It's just wild, dog. Everything just come together very, very oddly for Travis, I must say. So yeah, like it is a rocky situation for Travis because I know he wanna go back with his girl. I know he wants she, dog. I know he love her. You could tell like this man head over heels for her, you know what I mean? Probably with his fuss, you know what I'm saying? So he's like, he wanna go back.
At the end of the day, dog, like I said, you is Mr. Hunter, dog. Mr. Hunter, Mr. Million Hunter is what they want to call you in a second, Papa. Like at the end of the day, dog. If she for you, fuck the internet, bro. If you really want to keep her in your life, if you don't gotta listen to nothing, nobody said. It's
watch
your
Kanye,
life.
Watch Kanye. When Kanye first went with Kim, everybody was like, what the fuck this nigga doing? And Kim, Kim's a billionaire.
They never actually friends. All of them know each other, bro. All them people, all them billionaires and millionaires, they know
the
each other.
Man, if you're rubbing shoulders, the man
yeah,
go to
the same
sport.
Rooms. They know
the
each
same
other.
Fucking globe, not globe, but they're in the same little snow globe, LA, and fuck. Like, that man going to the same stores and fuck.
They know each other, bro. You know,
I'm walking like, the dog and seeing them right there, like, oh shit. Boy.
Anyways, like I said, Mr. Hunter, whatever route you check, like in this life, just I feel it's social media will make things a bigger problem the way it is. Like you said, I don't know too much about the situation to say that I know that she is a foul girl. I don't know as much. I just know I seen and everybody's saying that she is a louse. You know what I mean? If that's what she is. I think Ojo Cinco had a comment. I see other people had like comments on it about what he should do. Right? And it's like you could listen to the old heads above you that been through these type of situations. You look like a lover boy. Right? Yeah. Well, they're trying to protect you, fam. Like you get bread, you don't want to settle down with a wrong girl and breed her, marry her, inherit half your millions, because you're gonna be Heisman Trophy holder to working in Publix.
So he's saying like make sure she at least could bring something to the table, so like at least you don't hit all the way rock bottom. At least you'd be like, all right, at least she a good mom, or at least she could cook.
Yeah,
you know,
sucking dick ain't enough. I think that needs to be said a little more. Sucking dick ain't, well, you don't agree?
We'll start making some shirts for sure. Like
sucking dick ain't enough. And the shirt, sucking dick at the bottom ain't enough. That's hard, boy.
SDA. All right. I don't think that is a 7-day Adventist shirt. Whole time is sucking dick ain't. And then you go SDA and enough. Hey, that's SDA big right. Hey, we got a 7-day Adventist shot for 7-day Adventist shot.
That's sucking deep without da, 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 da. Ain't enough down the line. I forgot I should have sell that.
I wanna plan B in a cup of orange juice shot for sure. I wanna fuck like beige and then the foot rating in the back in fucking orange, dog, and an orange radio.
You say to someone do something hoodies, you know what I mean?
Yeah, do something hoodies.
Need that for sure. Diary, man. We been partying, bro. All right, hey, listen. Thank you for pulling up again, man. For listening to the boys. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. More content on the way. Keep it locked, bro.
Yeah, for sure. I just want to let everybody know we everywhere, man. We everywhere. I should have said this in the beginning, but if you make it this far, you know what I mean? Everywhere, if you are listening, you know, and you want to see our faces, we pan the tube, you know what I mean? We on YouTube. We everywhere. Spotify, Amazon, wherever you get your podcast from, we there. You know what I mean? Make sure you follow our pages. If you like me, you can't really watch a long view. You rather watch like some more condensed stuff. That day is love too, same way, you know what I mean? Just share it, like it, comment, all them stuff. We's like the most reachable people out there. Like, It's so cool that you guys gonna be able to join the journey, because no matter how much followers we get, I feel like we're gonna still be in touch with our fams, you know what I'm saying? So
always,
for sure. It's love.
Always, don't be scared. Hit the DMs up, we don't bite, you know what I mean? Any questions, any families, we definitely gonna run it, you know what I'm saying? But link up.
For sure.